Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big, big thanks to Lieutenant Diane Goldstein, a retired lieutenant from the Redondo Police Department, helping us understand what Donald Trump is actually proposing to eliminate when he's talking about bail. What he's proposing to eliminate is bail determinations that are based mostly on the threat to community if an accused defendant is released pending trial. That's what Donald Trump opposed. He's opposing threat-based bail determinations. And again, credit to my partner in this little endeavor, Jacob, who runs the boards every day. Thank you so much, Jacob, for pointing out that if we call things, if we label them the right way, in a way that actually helps people understand what's at issue, it may help eliminate some of the knee-jerk responses or opposition to it. So thank you, Jacob, for that. Folks, I wanted to take a few minutes in this last half hour. We don't have guests, so I'm going to open up the phone lines. We're going to try to get some calls and texts in here, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I wanted to take a moment and talk about a decision that dropped very late last night. This was the case that was challenging Donald Trump's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The Alien Enemies Act is a detention and deportation power that grants to the federal government the ability to, again, pick someone up and throw them out of the country because their country of origin is basically at war with the United States. And in March, President Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act in order to detain and deport specifically Venezuelans who are allegedly members of the gang Tren de Agua. Back in May, a federal judge in Texas ruled that the invocation was unlawful. That then went up through the appeals process. And the Supreme Court eventually enjoined that court's ruling and remanded it back down to the Fifth Circuit for further analysis of this issue. Now, the fact that the decision yesterday was from the Fifth Circuit is incredibly important. Why? Because most legal scholars would tell you that the Fifth Circuit right now is likely the most conservative, MAGA-friendly federal appeals court in the country. It is loaded with Trump-appointed judges from his first administration. The Fifth Circuit has ruled again and again and again and again and again and again and again in favor of the Trump administration. But yesterday, the Fifth Circuit did not. And again, the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 is a wartime authority. And the last time I checked, we're not at war with Venezuela. And so the gravamen of this particular case was really about two things. One, can the Alien Enemies Act be invoked to expel members of a gang based on Donald Trump's assertion that the gang is being directed by the Venezuelan government? A factual allegation that those who brought the lawsuit disputed. And in fact, the government of Venezuela, in a filing before the United Nations, actually said they have nothing to do with the Tren de Agua gang. They don't like it. They would prefer that the Tren de Agua gang went away. The second element of that case was about whether or not, the second element was assuming that the Alien Enemies Act can be invoked by the president. What due process, if any, is required before deporting people under the Alien Enemies Act? So again, it is this super conservative Fifth Circuit, and the judge that wrote last night's opinion, Judge Leslie Southwick, is a deeply respected, deeply conservative judge. And so the court's analysis in this case is so very important. And the arguments made by the Trump administration in this case are truly shocking. Because what the administration has argued in this case is that the court system, you know, that supposedly co-equal branch of government, the third branch, cannot review, has no authority to review any president's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act. Say what? I missed that part in civics class. I don't know about you and my 3 years in law school and the 20 plus years I've been practicing law, where, yeah, presidents get to do things and it's completely and utterly, entirely unreviewable by any court ever. So, this is where we found ourselves last night when the Fifth Circuit's opinion dropped. The Alien Enemies Act, again, adopted in 1798, authorizes the removal of, quote, natives, citizens, denizens, or subjects of the hostile nation if there is a, quote, declared war with a foreign nation or government, or a nation or government is engaged in an, quote, invasion or predatory incursion. The government admitted in this case that there is no war with Venezuela. So the question in this matter became, do we have an invasion or a predatory incursion? And the first thing that the Fifth Circuit had to decide was, indeed, the courts can review whether or not the facts as alleged by the Trump administration amount to a what? An invasion or a predatory incursion. And the Fifth Circuit said, yes, indeed. And here's the important part here. This is on page 11 of the decision. The court said this: we accept all presidential fact findings about what events have occurred, including who is directing them. So the Fifth Circuit is saying, we're not going to even debate with the Trump administration. We're not going to investigate. We're not going to have a hearing. We're not going to have discovery. We are going to take as gospel truth the Trump administration's assertion that the Venezuelan government is directing Trendyagua, despite filings in international courts and before international bodies by Venezuela disputing that fact, despite all facts on the ground to the contrary, even though that may very well be a bogus pretext, much like the pretext that a different federal judge today found was the basis for Donald Trump's attacks on Harvard and other elite universities. The Fifth Circuit says we're not going to go there. But they said this, quote, we conclude that proclaiming without more that an invasion or predatory incursion has occurred will not suffice. So the president gets to make up whatever the facts are. But those facts must actually rise to the level of an invasion or predatory incursion. And the Fifth Circuit concluded this. Courts are required to interpret the Alien Enemies Act after the president has invoked it. And this interpretation cannot be just an academic exercise. Thus, interpretation of the Alien Enemies Act allows a court to determine whether a declaration of war by Congress remains in effect or whether an invasion or predatory incursion has occurred. In other words, those questions are indeed reviewable by a court, and the executive's determination that certain facts constitute one or more of those events, an incursion or invasion, is not conclusive. They go back to James Madison, and they quote from James Madison, an invasion is an operation of war. To protect against invasion is an exercise of the power of war. A power, therefore, not incident to war, cannot be incident to a particular modification of war. And they go on. They go through this very technical analysis, this historical analysis, some case law analysis of whether or not there is an invasion by Trendyagua directed by Venezuela. And they define invasion in their decision yesterday as, quote, an act of war involving the entry into this country by a military force of or at least directed by another country or nation with hostile intent. Well, Trendyagua, it might be a gang of thugs that we all think should be eliminated from the planet or locked up for all of eternity, but they ain't. an armed force being directed by a government. They are not a military force. So, it ain't an invasion. The court then looks to whether or not we have a predatory incursion. I'm not sure what the differences between invasion and predatory incursion are, but they go through them. They come up with some distinctions. And by the way, while they go through the historical analysis of predatory incursion, they invoke a bunch of court analyses that deal with Native Americans and First Nation peoples, which is a little cringy. I mean, just hot tip for our federal courts, maybe don't invoke periods where the American federal government arguably engaged in genocide to help with your legal interpretations, but that's my aside. The Fifth Circuit, the most conservative circuit, in an opinion written by one of the most MAGA-friendly conservative judges to serve currently in the federal judiciary, concluded this: these predatory incursions all involved a military force of some meaningful size, organized in a manner related to the kind of enemy involved, whether an Indian tribe, this is the court's language, a distant foreign government, or an adjacent country using its own troops. The court concludes, we are convinced that a predatory incursion described armed forces of some size and cohesion engaged in something less than an invasion, whose objectives could vary widely and are directed by a foreign government or nation. We accept the finding that drug trafficking is being used as a weapon, but we hold it is not within even an updated meaning of invasion or predatory incursion. The completely accurate implication of this finding is that drugs are a scourge and weaken our citizens and our country, but it is not beyond reason that in 1798, an enemy country could try to sicken and physically weaken those within the United States. That would not have been an invasion or predatory incursion then, and it is not one today. To which the kids would say, damn! Okay, so all of that, again, we'll post the ruling in our show notes for today. What that means is the most conservative federal appeals court in the land, written by one of the most conservative MAGA-friendly judges in the land, has concluded that Donald Trump made a bunch of bogus stuff up and unconstitutionally invoked the Alien Enemies Act. Full stop. Pretty big doings. When we come back, we'll move on to lighter matters with this week's edition of Over the Hump and Trump. I'm going to try to squeeze a couple of calls in on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You got a comment or question? Get it in quick. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back in just a moment.